ที่ตัววังเลยคือได้การขึ้นเสียงขึ้นมาตัวเองเลยก็ชูมเสียงเสียงเป็นนาทีเสียงไอ้สั่งตัวเวทีฉีเหนียวตายเสียงสั่งกันเดือดสุดเย็นร้องเยาว์กว้างไปต่อไปวันที่当心灵突然向这个世界关闭的时候，带我们心门向你敞开，愿你进到我们心里面。我亲自用慈爱的声音向你说话，我让今天独处听见主你的呼召，听见主你慈爱的声音呼唤，我让我们渴慕你的话语，渴慕你从散出来的灵力。我愿你能力护佑我们，愿你带领我们今天的道路。不让我们真正认识了解人生的真谛，不让我们这个真谛是满有主你的慈爱恩惠之处，不让我们高举的灵，高举主你的心情。我愿你带领今天早上聚会，我用每个人同在向每个人说话，向祈求祷告奉耶稣基督圣名，请坐。
The best age for marriage.
The man with him there.
Of course, the younger people are interested in this.
当然，我们年轻的朋友们关心这个题目。
And I think it will also interest fathers and mothers who have children that should be married off soon.
我相信我们中间的父母们，因为有孩子，很快的也要结婚，所以呢，也会有兴趣。
But the question.Poses a problem.
但是这个问题呢，是这个发出来的问题是告诉我们有一个问题。
And that problem implies that maybe there's a wrong age to get married.
这个问题就意味着可能有不适当的时间我们结婚了。
Yes.I believe that there is an ideal time for marriage.
我相信其实有一个理想的年龄。
So I'd like to talk to you this morning about that.
因此我今天早上愿意跟各位谈这件事。
Now there's an increasing rate of divorce.
有在这个世界上面结婚的离婚的率一天天的在增长。
And Taiwan is not excluded.
台湾也不能例外。
I tried hard to get the facts about last year and was told that there's no one office in which you can find those facts and figures. Because you can go to three different places and get a divorce. But just this morning, one of my friends gave me some figures for
1970.
Now, there were 36,024 divorces in Taiwan in
1970.
And in 1971, there were 38,277 divorces. Of course, there are many factors that will bring a couple finally to the law to effect a divorce or a separation. Let's look at some of these factors that are causing the spiraling rate of divorce. For every cause, there's an effect. If I take this and hit him on the head, there will be a reaction. You'll get a big swollen lump. If there's a separation and a divorce, there's a cause for it. And a broken marriage has many causes. But the primary cause has to do with the very nature of man. Human nature is vanity. Vanity is self-love or self-centeredness. The basic nature of man is selfish. And it tends to elevate self above all else. It secretly worships self. And it expects everyone else to also worship self. Self becomes like an empire. It grasps out after to possess things. It desires to control others. And as long as it gets its own way, it's satisfied. Its empire grows and is promoted. A young man or a young woman fall in love. Or maybe they think that they fall in love. Then they get married. And then the honeymoon is over. He may not be considerate of her. And she may not give in to him. And then the next thing we have is two wills opposing each other. And then there's a selfish contest. And which one is going to win out? Well, bitter resentments come up. And words are exchanged. So that one really wonders the meaning of the word love. This is not really the kind of love that we're talking about where there's fighting. But that kind of love is a kind that would be a sort of sense of being enamored. Captivated, inflamed by passionate desire. Blinded by the sense of ardor. It's being impassioned by an anticipated rapturous delight. Well, we should use plainer language. It is an aroused anticipation of what one can get. This kind of love is the kind of love that wants to receive from the other. But dear friends, this morning I want to tell you about another kind of love. It's the true kind of love. It's the kind of love that gives instead of gets. True and real love is basically outgoing concern for the other person. It's outgoing and not incoming. When it's only incoming, this is a false kind of love. It can be called lust instead of love. This morning. Can the nature of man be changed? And my answer to that is yes. Not only can it be changed, but I insist that it must be changed. There is no other answer to the problems that we face together. But before we get too far off our major topic, I would like to state that the second factor for broken marriages is that a majority of them occur in too young an age group. Now, the majority of all unhappy and broken marriages can be traced to the homes where marriage took place at too early an age. I want you to see the statistics for teenage marriages in the United States of America. On the right-hand side of your paper, you will see a column that breaks down the statistics for these young people. And you'll see that more than 54% took place where both the young man and the young woman were under in the teenage bracket.
So
And then there's 36% where one of the party is over in the 20 age group and above.
那么在中间那一栏呢是36%，这个36%里面呢就告诉我们，其中有一方就结婚了，当中有一方啊是在20岁以下。
And the older they are before they get married, the more likely they are to stay together.
那这个年龄越大结婚的，他们好像啊能够更持久一点。
Now I've been married almost 20 years or more.
我已经结婚了20年有多。
Going on 25 years very soon.
很快就要到25周年了。
And I don't think I'll tell you how old I was when I got married.
我不愿意告诉各位我结婚的时候多大。
But I wasn't a teenager.
但是我不是在十几岁结婚的。
So you see that the majority of these homes that have a trouble in the United States occur in young people who are under 20 years of age.
所以各位可以从这个表格里面看得出来，美国那些家庭里面婚姻发生问题最多的都是在十几岁结婚的人家。
Why is this?
为什么会？
Well, there is a disproportionate advancement in physical development versus emotional development.
这是因为在这些年轻人，他们的身体跟他们的心智有一个不平衡的发展。
Sexual maturity is reached long before mental and emotional maturity.
心的成熟啊，在他们心智成熟以前很久很久就有了。
A boy and a girl can be physically able to become a father and mother long in advance before they are qualified to assume the responsibilities of parenthood.
一个男孩子或者一个女孩子在身体上很久很久以前就可以作为一个父亲或者作为一个母亲，这个时间呢是远在他的心智他的情绪可以挑起做父母的 这个重担以前，这个责任以前。
But marriage itself is a career.
但是婚姻是终身大事。
One is not ready to enter a career without years of preparation.
一个人如果没有多年的准备，他不能够选择一种职业，投身于一种职业。
One needs to get fully prepared and qualified for one's life's work before they can enter it.
假如一个人要从事于一种终身的职业，他必须要有很多年的准备，使他自己取得这种资格、这种经验。When
I was a little boy, I used to take plants and operate on plants.
那么当我是做小孩子的时候啊，我常常欢喜把植物里面的花草啊拿出来给他解剖。I
take them apart and look inside.
我把它们撕开了，往里面看。
And then, when I got a little older, I was able to catch a fly.
那么等我年纪大了一点以后，我就抓苍蝇。
And my parents gave me a microscope.
我的父母给我一个显微镜。
And so I'd take the fly apart and I'd look under the microscope.
那么我就把那个苍蝇呢，把它这个身体撕开了。 But
at that early age, I wasn't ready to be a doctor.
但是在那个年龄啊，我还不能够。
I hadn't developed, I hadn't gone through school, and I had not had the experience.
我还没有在这方面有任何的进展，我没有读医学，没有得到我的学位。
There are stages of development and maturity.
这个我们的个人的成长和我们的成熟啊，有很多阶段。
And just as it is true in our life's work and career, so it is true in the question of marriage.
那么正如同在这个从事于职业，跟我们这个生命的成长一样，我们婚姻呢也是如此。I
would like to think of development in three stages.
我愿意把这件事情啊发展呢分为三个阶段。And
I would say from babyhood to maybe the first 16 years of life are important years of acquiring knowledge and basic facts.
我愿意这样说，当一个人从襁褓当中到16岁之前 是他一个要得知识的那么这个时间。
Then I would say that the early maturing years of 16 to 25 are the critical years when these acquired facts are being tested and put into practice.
然后从16岁
16 to 25
从16岁到25岁那么是一个很重要的阶段就是一个人把他过去所得到的知识所得到的事实拿来运用在实际的问题上面
Then I would say there is the more fully adult type of maturing time of 25 to 30 when the young adult enters into full maturity
然后在我们成熟的阶段呢从25岁到30岁这个时间呢是完全成熟的阶段
And at that time the young adult begins to play an influencing role on others
在这个阶段呢这个刚刚成熟的青年人他可以能够完全的影响他人
So it's been shown dear friends that marriages that occur or take place in the 20s have a more lasting success rate
由此可见在20岁以上年龄结婚的人呢他们的成功的比例是比较高一点
By that time the individual has begun to mature
因为从那个时候开始人开始成熟
And he's learned a profession and he's ready to take on the responsibilities of parenthood
他已经懂得从事于一种职业他也准备好了可以挑起做父母的责任
Yes, there seems to be an ideal age for marriage
由此可见有一个理想的结婚的年龄
At least there's a better chance for a successful marriage if it takes place in the more mature years
实际限度假如在比较成熟的年龄结婚的话成功的希望比较浓厚
During my college years, I knew a young man.
在我读大学的时候，我认识一个青年人。
And he thought he was in love.
他以为他在恋爱。
And he couldn't think about his homework.
他根本啊就不想做功课。
Because he had eyes only for one girl.
因为他的眼睛里面只有一个女孩子。
But this girl didn't care about him.
但是这个女孩子对他毫不担心
and he would send her flowers
他对花有兴趣
and she'd send them back
那么他送花给他他就把花给他配回来
and he'd ask her to go with him on a date
他约他出来玩
and she'd refuse it
他拒绝
and he even went so far as to buy a ring
那个男孩子甚至于要买一个戒指
and he tried to give her an engagement ring
他愿意把这个戒指当作订婚的礼物
，and this girl didn't want it at all.
但是这个女孩子根本就不要。
This young friend of mine had a broken heart.
我这个青年朋友他伤心极了
，and he couldn't eat.
他没有办法吃饭
，and he couldn't eat.
他
he couldn't think.
他不能有思想
，and he couldn't do anything.
他什么事都不能做
，because he was in love.
因为他闹恋爱
，and the girl didn't want it.
但是那个女孩子不要他。
And it's a very sad situation.
所以这是一个很凄惨的情况
I want to ask you
我愿意请教各位
Have you ever been in love with someone who cared for you?
你们有没有跟关心你的人恋爱过
Maybe that young man didn't realize that you were in love with him
也许你所爱的那个男孩子他还不知道
Maybe the girl was repelled by the other person
也许这个女孩子是被男孩子丢弃的
Maybe it was an arranged engagement by the parents
也许是父母之命媒妁之言的订婚
And there was no personal love between the two parties
在双方啊并没有真正的爱情
Well, I can't think of a more difficult situation than when one party is in love and the other doesn't care
我找不出任何更尴尬的局面就是一方爱另外一方而另外一方呢完全不知道
and there may be a great heartache going on
也许有很伤心的痛苦的事情。
And it's like a big lump in the throat.
那么就像这个喉咙里面塞了一个东西一样，长了一个瘤一样。
And it won't come out.
这个东西啊，跑不出来。
And it won't go down.
也下不去。
吃不下。And so there is a big problem of a heartache.
因此，那么就有很伤心的问题出来了。
Now I'd like to tell you this morning that this is exactly the situation that you may be in.
我今天早上愿意告诉各位，这种情形可能正是你所面临的一个光景。
Maybe you didn't know it.
也许你还不知道。
But there's someone who is desperately in love with you.
但是有一个人他爱你爱到极点。
He wants to get married and he's chosen you.
他想结婚。你是对象。
And he's called the bridegroom in the word of God or the scriptures.
这个人是圣经上面所称为的那新郎。
The Bible tells us that his name is the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经告诉我们他的名字就是耶稣基督。
And he's considered to be the ideal husband.
他被神认为是最理想的一个丈夫。
He's the protector.
他是保护者
and the provider
他是供应者
and the sustainer
他是持守者
and the comforter
他也是安慰者
and the lover of your soul
更是你的灵魂的爱人
and we are candidates for marriage
我们是他所选择的婚姻的候选人
we are considered suitable and marriageable
我们被认为是适当的对象是可以他娶过去的一个对象
His love for you and me drove him from heaven to come down to this earth
他对你我的爱使他从高天降临到这个地上来
And it was because of his love for you that he invaded time and space
因为他爱你的缘故所以他进入到人类的时间也进入到人类的空间
He came to this earth because of his great compassion and because he's such a great lover
他到这个世上来因为他的怜悯因为他是有这样大爱的一位神的儿子
He came and he even died to pay the price to have you as a suitable bride
他来甚至于尽于死付出一个代价买回你来让你可以成为一个适当的被他娶过去的对象
The Bible talks about him as being the husband and the church as being the bride
圣经把他看为是丈夫教会呢是新妇
Now on the back page, the last page in Acts 20:28 you'll see at the bottom of the page that quotation of scripture
那在我们
Back page, the last page, in Acts 20:28, you'll see at the bottom of the page that quotation of scripture.
那么在我们翻过来，这个讲义的有印下面第一行有《使徒行传》第二十章二十八节印好了。
And there it tells us that he bought the church with the price of his own blood.
在这一段话里面告诉我们说，他用自己的血买了教会。
Let's read that together.
我们大家一同来念。
Acts 20 and 28.
使徒行传第二十章二十八节，我们一同来念。圣灵必你们做全群的监督，你们就当为自己谨慎，也为全群谨慎，牧养神的教会，这是他用自己的血所买来的。
Now he lives and waits for you to respond to this revealed love.
他活着在等待你对他已经向你显现的爱情有所反应。
The love letter has arrived.
这个情书啊已经写好了。
What do you do with the love letter?
你对这份情书的反应如何?
Do you read it once?
你有没有愿意读过?
And then you throw it away.
是不是就把它丢掉了
Not really.
不完全是
If your heart is in love and moved by someone who really loves you, you cherish and protect and you read the letter over and over and over again.
假如你爱一个人你 欢喜一个人，那么你会把这份情书保存得很仔细很好，一遍又一遍的去百读不厌。
You don't throw it away.
你不会把它丢掉。
I'll tell you a secret.
我告诉各位一个秘密。
I was cleaning our bookshelf the other day. I was cleaning our bookshelf.
昨天我在这个写这个把我的这个书架清理干净。
And I found some letters.
我找到一些信。
They were my letters.
都是我的信。
I had written them.
我写的。
I wrote them to my wife.
我写给我太太的。
Long time ago.
很久以前的事情。
She didn't throw them away.
她没有把它丢掉。
Other letters she throws away.
别的信她看过就丢了。
She didn't throw my letters away.
她没有把我的信丢掉。
God has sent us a love letter.
神给了我们一份情书。
It's good news.
这是一个好消息。
It tells us that God loves us.
这里面告诉我们说神爱我们。
This is the love letter.
这是神给我们的情书。
It stirs my heart up every time I read about his great love to me.
我每一次读到他对我的大爱，我的心就激动起来。
The word of God is very precious.
神的话非常宝贝。
Don't throw it away.
不要把它丢掉。
Read it.
念它。
It's an expression of his love and concern for you.
这是他对你那种爱情和关心的表示。
And in it, he makes a marriage proposal to you.
在这一份情书里面，他向你提出求婚。
The full proposition is contained in his revealed love letter to you.
这个求婚的意思完全包含在他写给你们的这份情书里面。
And so I'd ask you this morning, what will you do with it?
所以我要请教各位，你对这份情书有什么态度？
As I read this love letter, it tells me two things.
当我读这份情书的时候，我发现有两件事。
These two important things we must consider.
这两件事是我们要思想的。
The first thing it tells me is that I'm of a suitable spiritual age to be married.
第一件事，我晓得，就是这一份情书告诉我，我现在是在一个适当的可以结婚的年龄。
And secondly, it tells me that my nature is basically very selfish.
他告诉我的第二件事就是我的天性是非常自私的。
And this selfish nature will naturally doom to a broken relationship.
这个败坏的天性呢，注定了要给我们的关系有一个不好的破裂的结果。
But the second thing it tells me is that this nature of mine can and must be changed.
但是这份情书告诉我的第二件事，就是这种天性可以也必须被改变。
First, a suitable age.
第一，他告诉我有一个适当的结婚年龄。
And secondly, a nature that must be changed.
第二件事就是告诉我一个必须要改变掉的天性。
What is a suitable age for marriage?
结婚的适当年龄是什么？
Well, I understand in Taiwan, the girl has to be at least 16 before she can get married with her parents' consent.
据我了解，一个女孩子在16岁以前，如果要结婚的话，是非有她的父母同意不可。
And a boy must get his parents' consent if he's 18 years or under.
假如一个男孩子要想得到他父母的同意，必须要在18岁或者不够一点。
But this morning we're talking about not physical marriage, but a spiritual relationship.
但是我们今天早上所谈的不是我们普普通通这个身体上的男女的结合，而是讲的一个属灵的事。
And the bridegroom is the Lord Jesus Christ.
新郎就是耶稣基督。
And the bride is every single person in this audience.
新妇是我们听众当中每一位。
And it doesn't matter whether your age is very small or whether you're very old.
你是多小或者多大都没有关系。
Because the word of God says, now is the accepted time. Behold, today is the day of salvation.
因为神的话告诉我们说，现在正是约纳的时候，现在 正是拯救的日子。
Today is the time to be married.
今天就是大喜的结婚的好日子。
And this is a spiritual relationship which is not dependent on physical maturity.
这种属灵的关系跟我们身体上面年龄大小成熟与否没有关系。
Jesus Christ said, Blessed are the little children because my kingdom is made up of such.
耶稣说小孩子有福了，因为在我的国度里面都是这些小孩子。
In fact, it's easier for a little child to accept by faith this proposition.
事实上那些小孩子凭着信心接受这个建议这个提议那个可能性啊还要更容易一点。
So we're not to discourage little children from coming to the kingdom of God.
所以不要拦阻不要禁止小孩子到神的国里来。
This spiritual marriage is different than physical.
属灵的婚姻比我们事实上人的普通结婚还要困难。
But it's ever as real and the love shared is infinitely more lasting and satisfying.
但是却是真的却是实在的而且有更持久的更永恒的那种效力。
This morning I want to ask you.
今天早上我要请教各位。
Do you feel unloved?
你有没有不被爱的感觉?
Do you feel unwanted?
你有没有觉得你是不被需要?
Do you feel not needed?
你是不是觉得别人用不着你?
Do you feel lost?
你有没有迷失的感觉?
The Lord Jesus Christ loves you with an eternal love.
神用他永恒的爱爱你。
He wants to take you into his own arms.
他想抱你。
He wants to bring you into his own house.
他想把你带到他的家里面。
He wants to put over you a banner of love.
他想以爱为旗在你之上。
And written on that banner is the word love.
他在那个旗子上面写了一个字，那就是爱。
He is in love with you.
他爱你。
Do not spurn or turn away from his love.
不要拒绝他的爱，背脸不要他的爱。
It's for now, and it really is for true and real.
这个爱就是现在为你预备的，是真实的。
And so there's an urgency to make a decision, and that is upon you this morning.
所以今天早上有一个你要这个下决断的一个迫切的时机。
Don't lose the opportunity to secure this love.
不要失掉拿住这个爱情的机会。
We've been giving you important news this morning.
我们今天早上告诉了各位一个重要的消息。
The Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, really loves you.
神的儿子耶稣基督真正的爱你。
And he wants you to be his bride.
他想要你做他的心腹。
He wants your love and your affection.
他要你的爱，要你的情。
He wants you to enter into this outgoing kind of love.
他要你进入这种给出的爱。
It's not based on the selfish kind of love.
不是以自私为根基的爱。
Which constantly says I must have for myself.
那种爱就是我要得到。
But his love is outgoing towards you.
但是他的爱呢，对你是单行道的给。
He, the Lord Jesus Christ, can bring you into all the favor of the love of God.
他这一位耶稣基督可以把神一切的福分在神爱里面一切的好处都带给你。
And if you enter into this relationship with him, he will bring you into the inheritance that is his and yours by right of that marriage relationship.
假如你跟他发生一种婚姻上的关系，那么因着这种婚姻，你就可以有权来承继神一切的产业。
To become a Christian, a true Christian, is to be married to the Lord Jesus Christ.
要做一个真的基督徒，就是要与耶稣基督结婚。
It's a lifelong, it's an eternal relationship.
这是一个终身的，是永世的一种关系。
It's not like joining a club.
不是想加入一个俱乐部。
It's not like joining an athletic association to play a little bit of golf.
也不是像加入一个体育会去打高尔夫球。
When the sun shines, I play a little golf.
当 出太阳的时候我就打高尔夫。
When the clouds rain, I don't play golf.
但是等到下雨呢我就不玩了。
No, it's not like that kind of relationship.
这种关系不是那样的一种。
It's a serious lifelong commitment to a marriage relationship.
这是一种郑重的终身的承诺。
Well, what about my basic selfish nature?
我的那个天性怎么办?
Well, the wonderful news this morning is, dear friends, that he's able to make us over into a new creature.
今天早上啊，有一个最好的消息，就是我们已经进入到一个新造里面。
He can make us into a suitable bride for himself.
他可以使我们成为他适合的心腹。
He's the creator.
他是创造者。
He makes all things new.
他可以使一切都变成新的。
If you put your confidence, if you put your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, He can make all things new.
假如你相信他，他就可以使一切都变成新的。
If you trust Him to be your Savior,
假如你相信他是你的救主，
He'll bring about this miracle of new creation in your soul.
他就会在你身上行一个神迹，让你进入。
Look at the last verse that we quoted here.
请看我们在这个地方刘英所写的最后一节圣经中文的
格林多后书第五章十七节。Let's read together the 17th verse.
我们来读格林多后书第五章十七节，大家一同开口。
Let's go.
我们再来。
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
就是一过都变成新的了。
All things pass away, and the new creator brings in a new life, a new creature.
就是一过，一切都变成新的，我们成了新造。
By the Spirit of God, those who put their trust in Jesus Christ are made into a suitable bride for Him.
我们借着神的灵相信耶稣基督的，都被造成一个合适的可以结婚的对象。
We can't do anything in ourselves to make us to change our basic nature.
我们自己不能做一点点事情，让我们成为一个合适的对象，改变我们的天性。
But God's promise in His Word is that He can change you.
但是神的话，他应许我们说他可以改变我们。
He can give you a new nature.
他可以给我们一个新的天性。
He can make you a suitable bride for his son.
他可以使我们成为他儿子一个合适的结婚的对象。
But you can only have that new nature on God's terms.
但是你只能够在神的条件之下得到这种性情。
You have to receive it on the basis of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
你必须信神的儿子耶稣基督为主。
This faith is in who he is and what he has done.
就是要相信他以及他所做成的。
He died for your sin.
他为你的罪死了。
He satisfied the justice of God.
他满足了神公义的要求。
He was brought back from the death to display God's approval of his great sacrifice for sin.
神让他从死里复活，拿第一件事来赞成，来证明神对于他为我们死这件事情感到满足了。
And God says that you are of suitable age for marriage.
神说各位都是在一个适当的结婚的年龄。
He says this is a suitable time.
他说这是一个适当的时候。
And it's up to you to make a choice about this marriage.
所以完全要看你自己来决定。
He himself says, I make a proposal to you.
他自己说我向你求婚。
And I want your personal commitment to my son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我要你个人对我的儿子耶稣基督做一个承诺。
Would you not like to accept?
你愿不愿意接受?
Would you not like to at least consider engagement?
你愿不愿意最低限度接受这个订婚呢?
To really love is to give.
真正的爱就是要给出。
God has given his son for you.
神已经把他的儿子给了你。
And if your heart has been moved by the great love of God, we invite you to give yourself to the son.
假如你的心受了神的大爱的感动，那么我们请你们把你们自己交给神的儿子。
You know, sometimes in the newspaper we read about somebody in a long distance away who was wanting a bride.
我们常常在报纸上面读到有很多人在很远以外的地方，那么想征婚。
And so in the newspaper we read that here's a suitable young man who lives a long ways away and he wants a young girl to be a bride.
我们在报纸上看到有什么样一个人，他在很远的地方，他是一个什么光景，他需要一个年轻的女孩子，什么样的女孩子做他的妻子。
Would you please send me a picture?
你愿不愿意把你的照片寄给我？
I want to look at your face.
我要看看你的面孔。
But I want to tell you this morning that God's Son looks into your hearts.
但是我告诉各位，神呢，他是要看你的内心。
He not only knows your face.
他不仅仅是知道认识你的面孔。
He not only knows how many hairs on your head.
他不仅仅知道你头上的头发有多少。
He knows your innermost heart.
他认识，知道你的心肠肺腑。
And yet he says, I love you.
但是他说我爱你。
I want you.
我要你。
Don't turn back on me.
不要转身从我面前走开。
I want you to love me.
我要你爱我。
So this morning we invite you to accept the Lord Jesus Christ.
因此今天早上我们邀请大家接受耶稣基督。